This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. What's your name?
My name's Mark.
Where are you from?
Rotorua.
You've always been from Rotorua?
Born and bred, yep.
Born and bred. You were born this way.
I was born this gay, yeah.
Born this gay? Brilliant! Yeah. I'm beautiful and my gay. Okay, where was I?
I don't know.
It's already the beginning of the interview, I've always lost track. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, okay, I'm pretty. Oh, I love Lady Gaga, because what gay person doesn't, you know?
Someone has no soul.
Yeah, Christians. I don't know what else to say.
I'm fabulous.
You're fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
And so you're not a religious person?
Oh, definitely not.
Or spiritual?
Pardon, what?
Or spiritual.
Oh. No?
No?
No.
So you like to socialise a lot?
On Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. Go out.
And, not really. With her, with the Sky. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm a shy person.
And yet you're sitting on the couch talking to me.
Surprisingly, yes.
This was not supposed to happen.
No, it wasn't. I only came for your interview. Okay.
So you like music?
Oh, I love music, yeah.
It's like,
not only that, but other crap as well.
Other crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're allowed to swear.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I like lots of music, like different genre, you know.
Hobbies.
Hobbies?
Yeah, do you have any hobbies?
Smoking.
That's not a hobby, that's a habit.
Drinking Starbucks.
Yeah. Is that the hangout area in Rotorua as well as Hamilton?
No.
Of course, in different locations.
No, the hangout area is Sky's Dungeon.
Yeah. Sky's Dungeon.
Sky's Dungeon, yeah.
Oh, so that's what they call it, the dungeon.
Yeah. And put some chains up and some whips.
The whips.
Gotta have the whips.
The makeup. Yeah. So what is your gender identity?
I was born a male. Mm. I grew up as a male. Mm. And then I think it was 3 years ago I decided to dress as a female. So yeah, I'm female.
You identify yourself as a female?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you express yourself? Masculine or feminine?
Feminine. I'm definitely feminine.
Yeah. Express yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know Madonna.
Who? Just kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
For the person that's listening to this interview, don't break the computer. Put the laptop down and breathe.
I second that. Don't come looking for me either.
So when did you realise? Oh wait, well, it's your sexuality.
My sexuality?
Yes.
I'm gay.
You're gay.
I'm just gay.
So when did you realise?
Well, I think I grew up gay, but I didn't realise till I was like a teenager, and then I was like, oh yeah, I like penis. Mm. Penis was always on the mind, and yeah.
So you identify as female?
Yeah.
Have you actually taken any hormones or anything like that?
Not yet.
Are you planning to?
I'm planning to, yeah. I'm just a bit slack at that.
You don't know how?
I know how to. I just need to wait for the right time, for when I feel right about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're looking for your moment?
Yeah, looking for my moment to shine.
Yeah. The moment of Mark.
I wouldn't call it that.
Do you have your own name?
We were actually thinking of names.
Mm. Nadia.
I was going to go with Nadia, but that's my cousin's name, and I don't want to steal her name.
Twiggy!
There was Twiggy. That's my Starbucks name.
Twiggy.
Twiggy, yeah. It's because I'm a twig. Yeah.
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 I don't know where Southern America. Y'all.
Yeah.
Is that Southern American? No.
Oh,
yeah?
That's y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah. Oh, that's y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't ya German?
Yeah.
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 Or Russian. Russian.
Yeah. No, Russian yet. Yeah.
Very masculine.
You gotta
yeah.
No, you're
gonna
be like a robot.
Robot?
Scheiße.
No. Scheiße. So, when did you realise again, sorry?
About, well, I fully realised about, like, 3 years ago when I started dressing as a female.
Mm. And, when did you accept it?
Oh, I kind of had a feeling that I was gay. I just accepted it anyway, but...
Mm. You've always accepted it?
Yeah.
So there was no window period where you just think, oh, no. I don't want to feel this way.
No.
No?
No.
It's like, oh, I'm gay.
I feel comfortable.
So, yeah, I don't really care what people think either. They can just get fucked.
Yeah.
My French.
Oh, that's alright. So you've never thought of... are you actually out?
To my friends, but to my family, I think I'm...
What do your family think about you being transgendered?
They haven't said anything about it. My dad loves me for who I am.
Hmm.
He said he's proud of me. I guess that's okay.
Good thing.
It's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't actually told them I'm gay, but they just know. So why tell them?
Yeah. They've always had that. They've always knew kind of thing.
Yeah, they've always known.
Yeah.
I think. Well, I hope so. I just don't want to tell them.
Mm.
I don't know how to approach them about it.
Mm.
Unless I'll just get really drunk and one day just be like, I'm gay. Hi.
Mm. So I've noticed that you've got good makeup on.
Oh, thanks.
Did you do it yourself? Or?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm obsessed with makeup.
Oh, aren't we all?
Yeah.
What do you use?
What do I use?
Yeah, like makeup. What makeup do you use?
Whatever I can get my hands on.
I love that answer. So you've out to your friends and you suspect your parents to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
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 So what's the reactions? What were the reactions like
from my friends?
Yeah.
They were just like, okay, cool. Like, they accepted me.
Mm.
They didn't really care because they're gay anyway.
Mm-hmm. So everything's been like positive mainly.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. Well, not everything, but you know.
Mm. So you still go to school?
No, I left like a year ago.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm. Hate yeah. school. And then I got picked on, and I just had enough.
What school did you go to?
Western Heights.
Western Heights.
Yeah.
Was a homophobic school?
There was some gay people there, but they got along with them. But I think they were like in the closet, but I knew they were gay because my gaydar was just dinging.
Woohoo! Born this way! Ringtone!
Yeah. Yeah. I left because I got picked on. I couldn't handle it. I was just like, nah. I'm going to go somewhere where people accept me.
Simmons, calm down.
Calm down, Simmons, people. So how did you feel about people's reactions?
Well, I was just glad, because I told them, I was just glad that they weren't all like, oh, that's disgusting, we're not your friend anymore.
Mm.
But I think that's the case with some of them, because... I've actually lost quite a few friends from leaving school, but I think that was from leaving school, but I don't know.
Mm.
But I told them when I left. And yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you've had a bit of a support system there?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
You had your friends, or...?
Well, they didn't know how to, like, approach it. They were just like, okay, cool, like, and just... carried on living our lives like normal.
Did you have any support system?
I just had myself. I just kept telling myself that everything's okay. And
you're fabulous.
I'm fabulous, yeah. I can get through it.
Yeah.
And I did. And I still am.
And you're happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Happy chappy?
Kind of.
Happy as Larry?
Yeah.
Forever Larry is.
whoever that is.
Yeah. Who is Larry? Does anybody know who Larry is?
Larry who?
I don't know. Happy is Larry.
So, have you ever been in a relationship?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, I'm looking, but it's hard because Rotorua is a dump and no one here is gay.
This is a group of friends and that's the gay group.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're all lesbians.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all lesbians. It's hard for gay men to come out because Rotorua is very judgmental about
it's very
gay
lesbian
men.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're accepting of lesbians, but... So you've got it easy, bitch. Yeah, bis. Bis ain't real. They're non-existent.
So how do you meet other people?
I don't even know. I just meet them randomly.
They just come to you?
Pretty much, but I actually didn't have much friends before I met Skye, and then I met her. And then I just met all her friends that would come over home, became friends with them, met all their friends and their friends' friends. So yeah, I'm... Yeah.
So you live with Skye?
I live with Skye.
How that situation came about?
I wouldn't leave. I just wouldn't leave. And I was just like, I don't care. I'm going to give your mum some board. I'm going to stay here. How long has it been now? What, 4 months?
Yeah,
5 months?
That, it was a month.
I wasn't living there then, technically.
Technically.
I went home for like 2 days and then came back and then started living there.
Yeah, it was 5 months.
5 months, yeah.
5 months. How did your parents take that?
Oh, they were happy. They kept asking me if I was going to live with Skye. And I was like, no, I can't, blah, blah, blah. There's too many people here already. And then I was just like, okay, I'm living here. See you later.
And you're off.
Yeah.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
What is my definition of virginity? Cool. I don't even know. Is there even a definition?
Is there even a definition? What do you feel is a... What do you feel what virginity is?
When you have sex for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what everyone thinks, though?
Everybody has a different definition of virginity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just look at my book. Have you experienced or gotten any abusive behaviour because it's your sexuality or being transgendered?
Well, my dad beat me up once, but I don't think that was because I'm gay. I don't know, we were drinking one night and it might have been actually because, yeah, and I like threw my can at him and I was like... Excuse me for saying this, but I was like, fuck you, you're not my dad, blah, blah, blah. Went inside, and then he just came in and started beating me up, and I was like, whoa. Kicked him in the face with one of my heels.
And ran.
Yeah, got a taxi and went to my auntie's house.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't think that was because I'm gay. I don't know, but he was drunk, and...
Was it just a random drunk situation?
Yeah, it was, actually. That ruined the night, though.
Mm.
But I'm over that.
Did you live somewhere else after that? Sure.
I did actually. I think it was a month after that. I was sick of that, like my family, because I kept arguing with them. So I moved to Hamilton, and I lived with my uncle's girlfriend's daughter.
Oh, Casey, we're going complicated.
Yeah. I lived there for 6 months. I was doing a course and then I had to move back because the course ended and I wasn't getting any funding because I couldn't find a job.
What was the course?
It was like school pretty much. Level 4. I don't even know. I can't remember.
What was it? It's like English stuff. Con something.
NZQA.
Pretty much, but for university entrance.
It's like a UE kind of course thing to get. Yeah.
One tech.
As Waikato is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I moved back And then I think it was 3 months later, I moved in with Scott. Mm. And I'm happy. Mm. Very happy.
Very happy.
Yeah. So, do you have any other comments you would like to make?
No.
No?
Full stop.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.